I was really pleased when I got myself sorted out for today and was going to speak about prayer, and I see that on your sheet, and as mentioned earlier, you're going to have prayer meetings in the mornings this week. I think that's really great. A question. Do you enjoy prayer? You know, not everyone does. Some people are embarrassed by it. Some people really do enjoy it. But I think it's just a great way of, it's conversation with God. I almost think, you know, take the word prayer out, but just be real with him. It's the only thing that the disciples asked Jesus to teach them. According to Luke 11:1, one of his disciples saw him and said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray." And then Jesus teaches basically along the same lines as in Matthew 6. I like the version in Matthew 6, and particularly notice in verse 6 when Jesus says, "But when you pray," it's not an if, it's a when. So if you want to know Jesus more, prayer is not an option, it's actually a necessity, like breathing. The problem for us in some ways is that many Christians know this prayer off by heart, just like we know the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd," by heart. And we almost recite it without thinking about it. It's like almost repeating your times table, you know, 2 2's are 4 and 3 2's are 6. We just get on a roll and do it. But we actually need to pause and to take a breath and consider what we're actually saying, because these are mighty words. So I just looked at the prayer, and I'm just going to read what I sort of fill in the gaps. So this would be like me praying. It's not really a teaching, it's just you're in the room with me and with God. Our Father, what a privilege that we can call Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, our Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you have reconciled us to you, Father. In heaven, you are lifted high and you dwell in heaven. But also your word says that you abide in us. And according to Ephesians 2 verse 6, we are seated with you in the heavenly realms in Christ. We are a privileged people. Hallowed be your name. Your name is worthy of all honour and praise and glory. Your kingdom come. Let your kingdom of light break into the darkness of the world. Thank you that you have taken us into the marvellous kingdom of light. Your will be done. We submit to your lordship in our lives, following the example of Jesus as he prayed, "Yet not my will, but thine be done." We choose to be joyous, willing servants today. On earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness or pain or lack in heaven. So we ask for your healing to be released here. We ask for more of your healing to be released here. We ask for your blessing to be released here. Give us this day our daily bread. We come to you with all our needs and thank you that every good and perfect gift comes from you. Thank you that you promise to supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You are our source. And forgive us our debts, our trespasses, our sins. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me. Thank you that your kindness leads us to repentance. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his blood. And thank you for your mercy. As we forgive our debtors, or those who trespass against us, Father, we forgive anyone who may have spoken against us, or treated us wrongly, or caused offence. We release that offence, we don't want it, we forgive those people, and we ask that your mercy also be released to them, and we choose to bless them. And lead us not into temptation. Help me to walk in the Spirit, and to be sensitive to your voice. As you say in Philippians 4, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, thank you, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. But deliver us from the evil one. We choose to walk in the light, in love, in honesty and integrity. Thank you for your armour to keep us safe. As we submit to you, we thank you that we can resist the devil and he must flee from us. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. All praise is due to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to leave it there.
leave it there. Thank you.